Fergie, you know, we know Ernie Banks the way fans know Ernie Banks, you know. Let's play to the guy who always had a great demeanor, very positive guy. What was Ernie Banks like as a teammate?
Well, he was cheerful. I've told a lot of people baseball has lost one of the greatest ambassadors to the game. This guy loved to play. He loved to be a Chicago Cub, and by far he loved the city of Chicago. And that's how he was. And his demeanor never changed. He was always pretty bubbly. He enjoyed talking to fans, and he enjoyed putting that uniform on and playing.
He also played hard, didn't he?
He did. I mean, when I joined the ball club, he was like 36, 37 years old. I'm 22, just a rookie, you know, from a trade from the Philadelphia Phillies. He was one of the first guys I met in the locker room. Shook my hand. Hey, welcome to the ball club. You're going to be proud to be a Chicago Cub, playing day baseball every day. And that's how he was.
Fergie Jenkins joining us on the Jeff Blair Show. Did you keep in touch with Ernie the past couple of years, and how was he?
I seen Ernie all the time.
Yeah.
He'd be at the Cub convention. We'd be at card shows together. Or if I go to Chicago, I'd see him. He lived at Trump Tower. So Ernie was the kind of individual that didn't lose contact with teammates, and that's good, because you know you play the game to learn what people are all about, and that's what the game taught me, because Ernie really enjoyed being around people, being around the clubhouse, and he was always down in the clubhouse. I'd see him in spring training, or I'd see him at different events.
You know, one of the aspects of his career that people often point out is the fact that, you know, the lack of postseason success, the lack of postseason experiences. But, man, you know, if it weighed on him, he certainly didn't show it, did he?
Oh, no. I mean, for 19 years, he played with the Cubs. And, we got close in 69.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, you know, he was always hoping that they'd bring a pennant and then a World Series to Chicago, and he could represent the city with being a Chicago Cub, but it never did happen. It's really unfortunate.
What type of a hitter was he? Describe him to people who maybe didn't see him, didn't have the opportunity to see him hit.
Ernie was a very dangerous hitter, a clutch hitter. He hit line drive home runs. If the fences were 355, he hit a 360. If their fences were 400 to center, he hit a 410. He didn't hit any monster home runs, but he always hit home runs. Had a lot of years where 40-plus home runs. To hit 500 home runs, you got to be pretty consistent, and he hit 512. So I just think that later on in his career, he hit the ball to right field some, but he was more of a line drive hitter to left center, and center field.
We're joined by Fergie Jenkins on the Jeff Blair Show. Don't forget, by the way, Fergie's involved in a lot of fundraising efforts, and you can check out the Fergie Jenkins Foundation. The website is fergiejenkins.ca. Do you think we'll ever see, or have you run into any other player, whether as a player, as a coach, whatever, who came close to matching Ernie's his personality, his demeanor?
No, not really, because Ernie, he left the shortstop position to go to first, and at first base, you're close to the visiting dugouts a lot of times, and he would talk to players walking up to the on-deck circle, and there'd be a lot of times I'd be pitching against the Cardinals and Maris, or pitching against Dick Allen, whether he's got traded to the Cardinals, or Pittsburgh, Clemente, or Cepeda, or maybe starts, hey, you're not going to hit Jenkins' name, man. He's got a good slider. He'd always be talking. And that's the way Ernie was. And he talked to players. Players acknowledged him. And I never heard any player really, you know, say anything bad about Ernie, because Ernie was a ball player. And he loved to promote the game. And I've told people they have lost one of the best ambassadors to the game of baseball when Ernie Banks passed away on Friday.
Do you think that a person with that personality right now could be successful in baseball? Because it seems to be, I mean, Fergie, the world's different. We're a little more jaded. I think we're a little more suspicious. Somebody like, I'll tell you, somebody like Ernie Banks comes along in a clubhouse, and the first thing people are going to be saying is, all right, what angle is this guy playing? Is this guy for real? Do you think we could ever see another personality like that now, or is the game and society just changed way too much for that to happen?
I think in some cases it's changed. Some people are jaded. Some people, because the fact that there's a camera in your face, there's a microphone in everybody's face, and now people have these cameras on their phones and their mic, and they're talking to people. And I think people are suspicious about things that are going on. The world has changed. Now, see, Ernie survived in the 50s, the 60s, and the 70s playing baseball. Three decades, 19-plus years. And I just think that when you talk to people in the locker room or on the baseball field, you're not really getting a true answer to what's going on. And Ernie would tell you exactly what he thought. And that's the way Ernie Banks was.
You know, one of the things that always amazed me about Ernie Banks and guys like Ron Santo and yourself as well, just the fact that you played so much day baseball. And I understand that day baseball was certainly more common back then. And I understand that there can be some benefits to it, as well as some, you know, if your opponents have been out in the town, and God knows in Chicago you can certainly go out in the town a little bit too late the night before, you might have a little bit of an advantage over them with day baseball. But I think it also, Fergie, it had to take a little bit more to you guys playing all those day games as well, did it not?
Well, you know, I think you got used to it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of different terminologies you probably have words for, but we got used to playing day baseball. You go on the road, you play, you know, 7 or 8 night games, and you're back again playing night games. You play 81 on the road, 81 at home. And we got used to playing day games. At least I did. You have to be up at 7:30, 8 o'clock, have breakfast with the kids, go to the park, be dressing on the field at 9:45, batting practice started, game starts at 1 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So you were used to it. And when I pitched, I always got the ballpark around 10, mm-hmm. take batting practice with my group that I hit with. And let's play a game. You know, that's what the game was all about. And now, you know, guys sleep in until 2 or 3 o'clock because you don't have to be at the ballpark until 5 mm-hmm. for a 7:05 ball game. That's the total change now. The Cubs now are put because of the lights. They have lights in Wrigley Field now. They play, I think, 29 to 30 night games in Wrigley Field, where that never happened. My whole career, Ernie's, Billy's, Ronnie's, was all day games.
Mm.
You just played, had to be at the ballpark, and like I said, at certain times, and then you played all day games.
Fergie Jenkins joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. I was thinking about this as you were talking about Ernie Banks. This is a time where the Chicago Cubs are, they're rebuilding with a lot of real good young players. Anybody, Fergie, they're not that far from being a real force in the National League. A lot of those players are young, they're unproven, but it's pretty hard to find anybody in baseball who doesn't look at that Cubs, the depth in that minor league system and some of the young players they're going to have in their roster, and now John Lester, and go, wow, this team's really positioned to make a run at things. I wanted to ask you, as a former member of the Chicago Cubs, this might be the most optimistic people have been about this team for a while, isn't it?
Well, the new owner, I think that what they've done, and new general manager, new player personnel people, I mean, they have taken certain aspects of the game and put it back into perspective, because of the fact that you got to start with your minor league system.
Mm-hmm.
You have a strong minor league system, you bring people up, and they fit the mode of what you want. And then you get, like you say, a John Lester or another particular player. We got a catcher from Arizona, from the Diamondbacks. So you fill a certain spot where you need to have veteran players, and that helps. But we've got a lot of young rookies that got a year or so in the last part of a season last year, and they're ready to show the public what their capabilities are.
Fergie, as always, it was great to talk to you. Thanks so much.
My pleasure, guys.